This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one. What are you doing, nephew? Just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, Nefsha. Subject, she needs a few things fixed, okay? Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been engaged for 3 years to the love of my life. She is beautiful, intelligent, funny, nurturing, godly, and a great lover. There's just one problem. That was caused by a bicycling accident last year, and she's taking her time fixing it. It's affecting our sex life, and I tense up whenever we're out in public and see someone we know. Because of this problem, I became a homebody because I don't want her to tag along. I prayed about how I feel, but I can't help myself. I change the subject whenever she talks about wedding planning, and she's starting to notice that something is not right. So here's my issue or issues. We were in a cycling club, and our group rode bikes early Saturday mornings along an older highway. My fiance lost her balance and fell, hitting her face on her handlebars. The fall chipped one of her front teeth and knocked out the tooth next to it. She was given a temporary tooth for the one that's missing, but it never stays in, so she does not wear it often. The chipped tooth is the main issue. When I say it affects our love life, just imagine what I'm talking about. She's a bit rough, considering there's a jagged edge on her tooth, and I've jumped up out of the bed before because I get scratched up. She can never do that again, but I really miss it. I also miss kissing her because I can't bring myself to do it. I know she hates the dentist, and I do too, but I wish she'd stop canceling her appointments to get her mouth together. She's been through a lot, so I should be more supportive, but I'm starting to be resentful. She is sabotaging our future by postponing our wedding. Should I force her to go to the dentist, or should I force myself to deal with her edgy mouth? You're right. I have to tell you, sir, you're right in everything you say. This is crazy right here. Why won't she go to the dentist and get her? I know she's scared. I know that. But you got to get beyond this fear in this situation. And you can stop using the word force, because while you absolutely want her to get her raggedy mouth fixed, forcing her, that's not really what you want to do. I don't understand how your fiance doesn't know that men are visual, and this is really very much a turnoff. You didn't tell her, obviously, but you're telling us that you know, sex with her isn't good anymore. She's traumatized by the dentist. I get that. Just like you, Steve, you don't like the dentist. She's more afraid of the dentist than losing her marriage and all of this, her engagement, all of this. So just instead of trying to force her, I mean, I know you've had it. I'm with you on this one. I know you've had it, but why don't you sit her down one more time, tell her exactly how you feel. She just can't get too comfortable where she is because you don't like this. You're her man and you don't like what's happening here. So, you know, before this gets to the point where you actually absolutely call off the wedding, just ask her to make another appointment. You can go to the dentist with her. Stay there, hold her hand if you have to. Remember, you're doing this for the both of you. Steve?
Well, you know, I probably ain't gonna like my response. Let's just go and get to it. Mm-hmm. She's intelligent. She's funny. She's nurturing. She's godly. A great lover. And on top of all of that, she's beautiful. Now, to me, what you've just described can be true. She could be intelligent, funny, nurturing, godly, and a great lover. But beautiful, though, it's hard to be beautiful. We're ragging it out. It is so hard. Now, let's just get to this letter. She was in a bicycling accident last year. And now she taking her time fixing it. And it's affecting y'all's sex life because I tense up whenever we go out in public and see somebody we know cause it a problem. I became a homebody because I don't want her to tag along. So now you just staying in the house. You scared to go out. Mm-hmm. What is wrong? What happened? I prayed about it, but I can't help myself. And I change the subject whenever she talk about wedding planning, and she's starting to notice that something ain't right. Here is the issue, everybody. We're in a cycling club. Y'all rode bikes early Saturday morning, old highway. Fiance lost her balance, fell, hit her face on the handlebars. The fall chipped one of her front teeth and knocked out the tooth next to it. Uh-oh, that's that corner tooth. When it chip one of your front teeth and it knock out that corner tooth, that's when you smile and people can see in your head.
Uh-huh.
That's that tooth kind of on the side. She was given a temporary tooth for the one that's missing, but it never stays in, so she does not wear it often. Wait a minute, hold on. What you mean she don't wear it? Hold up, dog. Well, we done made you this tooth. And because it don't stay in, it ain't fitted right. We got to go get it refitted.
Yeah.
You have got to put that tooth in your head. You got to. Nobody want to be walking around with your little fine self with your raggedy little mouth.
No.
Get your tooth in your head.
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, she needs to get a few things fixed, all right? Back after this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, she needs to get a few things fixed.
This woman and man, they got a great relationship. She's intelligent. She's smart. She's lovely. She's God-fearing. And she's beautiful. But she's in a cycling accident, fell on the handlebars, and chipped a tooth, and chipped a front tooth, and knocked the tooth out next to the front tooth. Mm-hmm. Now, whole front of her whole smile gone now. It's not a smile, it's an activity.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, instead of smiling, what is we doing? What are we whistling, spitting? We always doing something, but you're not smiling, because when you ain't got teeth in your head, you either whistling or spitting. I done been around people that's got that. And when they get ready to talk, I step out the way, because you're going to get spit on.
Okay.
And then they talk like that all the time. Mm-hmm. You hear that a lot. And once I hear that while you're talking, I already know. You're missing a tooth. So anyway, she was given a temporary tooth for the one that's missing, but it don't stay in, so she don't wear it. What you mean she don't wear it? You got to put this tooth in your head. This ain't no option. This ain't as if I'm gonna wear socks or not. You got to put this tooth in your head.
Your mouth.
But it's the chipped tooth that's the main issue. When I say it affects our love life, just imagine what I'm talking about. Because she a bit rough. Mm. She rough. Mm. She got that jagged tooth. She just rough. I done had to run up out of here.
Yeah. Pretty bad.
I done jumped out the bed before. Because I done got scratched up. Yeah. Can't take note. That doesn't, you can't take scratches. I'm just letting you know this right now. She can never do that again, but I really miss it, though. Yeah, I know you do. Mm-hmm. But you can't take that. That ain't, you don't have a tolerance. You can't build up a tolerance level for that. He can't do this no more.
Steve Harvey.
I'm just telling
you. Move along.
Okay, can I just tell you this, though? You cannot build up a pain tolerance there.
Okay. And now
once you're hurt, you're always hurt.
Thank you.
Okay.
We got it.
I also miss kissing her because I can't bring myself to do it. Well, you done already scratched her one thing. What I can't do is get my tongue cut now.
No.
Hold on. Now my tongue cut. Now we ain't making love. I kissed her yesterday. Now I can't have no french fries. I know she hates the dentist, and I do too. Mm-hmm. But I wish she'd stop canceling her appointments to get her mouth together.
Yeah.
Bruh, I should be more supportive, but I'm starting to be resentful. She is sabotaging our future by postponing our wedding. Should I force her to go to the dentist, or should I force myself to deal with her edgy mouth? We got to go to this dentist.
Yeah.
Because you're not dealing with the edgy mouth. You're not doing it. You don't want to kiss her. You don't want her kissing on you. Ain't nothing working with this tooth.
But Steve.
And then the other one she don't want to wear.
Right.
So now you got the chipped tooth and a hole in your head. Mm-hmm.
But can't you give him some advice because you don't like the dentist?
Well, you're spitting
either.
On me when you talk to me.
You don't like the dentist either, but you go. You just went to the. Come on.
Shirley, this ain't for him. He don't like the dentist either, but he wants his woman back.
I know.
You have got to sit down and talk to her about what this is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point in time, you're going to have to say these words right here.
What?
You look crazy. Baby.
Yes.
Darling.
Yes, honey.
Sweetie.
Yes, honey.
This is crazy.
What do you mean?
Listen to you, baby. You sound crazy.
What's this out of the file?
You spitting on yourself. Stop spitting on me.
My shirt is wet.
Your shirt always wet. Because you drooling all day. You got a hole in your head. Your tooth is chipped.
Baby, you know I don't like the dentist.
Don't nobody like the dentist. But you got to carry your little crazy self down there. Look how you talk.
Let's talk about our wedding plans.
We can't have no wedding. We can't raise no babies talking like this. Now you tongue-tied. What's wrong with you? Well, how you gonna say your vow? I too? No, it's I do. We already know it's two of us.
I have the tooth, but I don't like it. Keep falling out.
I don't give a if it fall out. Put it back up. Be like, we gotta get. Go in there and get me a hammer. I can get tooth up in your head.
A what?
A hammer. I can fix a tooth in your head.
A hammer. Okay. I'll be right there.
No, hammer. And don't come right back. Stay. I don't want. Baby, we're going to have to postpone this wedding because I can't.
No,
I can't.
Not one. No, this has been for years.
No, I'm not. I'm not going down the aisle with you like this. It's crazy. Don't make no sense. Beautiful job, Shirley. Outstanding job. You sound just like you ain't got no tooth in your
head. I thought the teeth. Thank you. I just imagined what it would sound like. Thank you, Steve.
It's crazy. I don't care how fine you are. Once you sound stupid, we got to break up.
Yeah. And looking crazy. Yeah. Yeah, so she needs to go to the dentist for sure. Take her down there, dog. That's what you would say, Steve.
Crazy, man.
I know. All right. You can comment on today's Strawberry Letter on Facebook at Steve Harvey FM or check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.